quote from these guys. We need more creativity, unquote. We, this is what they mean by this. We is not squeezing enough out of you worker bees of what we need to create the machines that allow us to finally be free of you low-level, imperfect, no-value-adding worker bees, is what he means. When asked about curriculum, one of them said, quote, we need a grand bargain, higher teacher pay, but more accountability, i.e., me saying this, more top-down control. Quote, the bottom 20% don't add value and we have to remove them, unquote. That's Auschwitz. He's describing Auschwitz. And then they conclude by saying, quote, imagine pushing a button that would satisfy our needs. That's the world we want. A digital Athens in which not slaves but machines provide for our needs. But we can't get to that point unless we address some of the issues, unquote, i.e. us, the people, locking in our enslavement. No one else can tell you what work you're here to do. Be free, be free. The ancestors have been telling us that since class first stalked and claimed our humanity. Power hopes to turn us into functionaries of the machine, the mechanism, the system, tenders merely of their system, their Athens. We are being told what future we're supposed to want. Disconnect from the propaganda, brothers and sisters, please. Let's turn to each other and the rich, deep thinking of the earth and the ancestors, the knowledge we're given at birth. Sisters and brothers, haven't these worshippers of power, these children of abandonment, done enough? How many more atrocities must we wait for them to commit before we're ready to take that first step? Talking about it, allow in the thought that we must begin again, this time as global humans, not citizens. Our ancestors of heart are calling for this. Let's start. There's absolutely nothing new about this vision at all. It's a vision of total control of us by calculus, by means of reducing us to predictable functions, and with our help, no less. They need our creativity, as they themselves, trained so linearly, are ill-equipped for this, to make machines that render people absolutely irrelevant. Our ancestors have long seen this. Seeing that we're the so-called best lead, these philosopher kings, their wet dream, brain in a bottle, George Orwell called it, I think. This Plato fascist fantasy, identify the best and coerce the rest to serve them. So the rulers, quote unquote, can possess knowledge infinite, or think they do. Quote, we're a long way off from a workless world, they say, but just trust us. And what did Shakespeare tell us about trusting our freedom with a keeper? Just trust us. As to that destination, trust us with the ultimate vision. And get busy helping us realize it. And we'll give you a future in which you just have to push a button and your feeding tube will be inserted automatically. Truly, that's your vision? You don't want a world in which babies are treasured? The earth unfettered? Unbounded communion with our earth and ancestors? You don't want these things for our future? These things are gifts from the earth, not your masters. They're within our reach right now, this minute, once we decide we'll no longer serve them. Our future's not about having masters, but love only.